Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. 1 week ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court overruled the extension of the state's stay-at-home order. Milwaukee and Racine issued their own stay-at-home orders, but in a number of smaller cities and counties, bars and restaurants were opened with limited protocols in place. So how do the numbers in Wisconsin look 1 week later? Confirmed cases have gone from 10,900 to 13,001, deaths from 421 to 467. Bars and restaurants will start to reopen Friday in the Milwaukee suburbs, and some water and amusement parks in the Wisconsin Dells will open Saturday. The challenge now is how to deal with people coming to Wisconsin from neighboring Illinois, which has the third highest case count in the country. Over the weekend, the CDC released a 60-page guide online to assist in the reopening of schools, restaurants, and other businesses. Guidelines for places of worship were not included. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that voters should be allowed to mail in ballots. The state is expected to appeal. Michigan will mail absentee ballots to all voters for the upcoming August and November elections. Arkansas will begin testing every nursing home resident and employee on June 1st. Los Angeles County hopes to reopen businesses by July 4th. Alaska will move from Phase 2 to Phase 4, fully reopening the state with no capacity restrictions on Friday. A mandatory 2-week quarantine for those arriving in the state will remain in effect through June 2nd. In opening remarks at the World Health Assembly, the WHO Director General said, "We have come together as nations of the world to confront the defining health crisis of our time." Almost 200 cases in Seoul, South Korea have been linked to a cluster that began in a nightclub that briefly reopened after the initial lockdown was lifted. As Spain continues reopening the country, masks are now mandatory for everyone over age 6 in public spaces. Britain's Cambridge University will move all lectures to online until mid-2021. Some small in-person classes will continue. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. Hotspots in the U.S. displaying faster rates of growth as of May 19th, according to the New York Times. Lake County, Tennessee, Crawford County, Iowa. Globally, Tajikistan, Zambia, Haiti, Nepal, Central African Republic, Uganda, Nicaragua, Yemen, Mongolia, and Mauritania have faster rates of growth. There have been 1,528,661 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 91,938 deaths. There were 21,074 new cases reported yesterday. The 10 states with the highest case counts: New York, 357,757. New Jersey, 149,013. Illinois, 98,300. Massachusetts, 87,925. California, 83,981. Pennsylvania, 67,404. Michigan, 52,337. Texas, 51,080. Florida, 46,936. Maryland, 41,664. The five countries with the largest daily increase for May 19th, according to the WHO: Russia, 9,263. Brazil, 7,938. Saudi Arabia, 5,102. India, 4,970. Peru, 3,732. The 10 countries with highest overall case counts: Russia, 308,705. Brazil, 271,885. United Kingdom, 250,138. Spain, 232,037. Italy, 226,699. France, 180,933. Germany, 177,842. Turkey, 151,615. Iran, 126,949. India, 106,886. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.